My name is Meenakshi Sundriyal, and I belong to an upper caste Hindu family from India. I was born and brought up in Delhi, and later I joined the Jawaharlal Nehru University, and that is the place where I first met my husband, who came from a Muslim family, which was totally unacceptable to my family and community, and that is how, on getting married, I was ostracized from my family and community.
My name is Khurshid Anwar. I was born in a Muslim family in Allahabad, which is in Uttar Pradesh, a central part of India. I did my graduation from there, and then I came to Delhi. Here in Jawaharlal Nehru University, I met Meenakshi Sundriyal, whom I later married.
It was very, very tough because I had never been out of the family. My brother wasn't here for a long, long time. After he did his schooling, he had gone out of India. So I was kind of only child, single, very pampered one, and suddenly to be left without, you know, of course we had friends and all that, that was there, but the family wasn't there, which means a great bonding thing for me at least.
One of my cousins came to convince me that I should not marry a Hindu or anybody who is not a Muslim or a Shia Muslim. He came to my room in hostel. Meenakshi was present at that time in the room. So I told her to go out and buy some tea for him. She went out. Then he started immediately. After he had completed whatever he had to say, I said that this is final thing that I am going to marry this girl, the girl you met right now. He said, your mother will die. I said, she is my mother. I know her more than you know her. After that, I never went home, never went to Allahabad.
I was living life in spurts at that moment, no? Spurts of total depression and total... And first of all, the financial security is suddenly not there, and then the emotional support is suddenly taken off. Here I was in a very new situation, getting married and then getting pregnant and didn't know anything about it. How? And I was missing my mother all the time in this. And I thought that, okay, now that when I go in for my delivery, okay, then they'll come. But then they didn't come at that time also. So there I felt a little let down.
Then my mother said, if you go for circumcision of your son, I said, I'm not going to put a stamp on my child that he belongs to a Muslim family. I refused that. My elder brother has 4 children. I have 1. My mother, as a grandmother, loves those children of my elder brother much more than she does some are my son. Only because other 4 belong to her community. My son doesn't belong to her community, and she knows that he is not a Muslim. It's extremely painful for me. I don't reveal it, especially in front of my wife, but it's very painful.
But then, you know, son was born, I guess it was too much for my mother to be away, you know, and not see him, her first grandchild. The reunion wasn't the Ram Lakshman kind of reunion, no. It was very, there were many nuances to it. It was, you know, the initial inhibitions and all of that was working at that time. So initially we didn't even talk, you know, there was suddenly nothing to talk, which was very strange. The other things took over. I mean, she took over my son and changing the nappies and whatever. I think that was the best way for her to break the ice. But I still cannot, I haven't gone to my village in the Garhwal region and all of that, no? That I haven't done. It's an uphill task for a girl to do this kind of a thing and still manage to have everything. It's not done.